Good morning, 8:13 here on the Mighty 690. James Copeland with you. And joining us in the studio, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you. I missed you last week because I was in Kansas City. So
I know. And then the week before that, I wasn't able to make it over.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're back
you,
together
you were,
again.
You're busy. So it was good to see you again here.
Yeah. So I wanted to start out by just talking about some things that are going to be happening in the upcoming weekend. So Independence Community College Fine Arts Department is going to kick off their theater season this weekend with Art by Yasmina Riza, if I pronounce that right, September the 29th through the 31st. September the 29th through October the 1st.
Yes.
And the curtain will go up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. And they always perform a matinee on Sunday afternoons, which is nice. So that will begin at 2 o'clock. And as a way for the theater department to give back to the community, all donations accepted at the Thursday night performance will be given to the community chest as part of their Pirate Payback program. And I don't know if people know, but I try to always remind everyone that all of the theater and musical productions out at ICC are always completely free to the public.
Oh.
And they do take donations to help support their cause and their department, but they are free. So if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, then be sure and check that out. I look at the calendar and see October, and I can't believe that it's here.
It happens every year. September flies by. It's the fastest month.
Here we are. And so, and this Friday, we also have the Health on Purpose Wellness Fair. So that's important for everyone to make sure they get on their calendar. It's Friday, September the 30th from 7 to noon at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue, if you're not familiar with Independence. $40 blood draws, $15 PSA exams, $15 vitamin D shots will be available. You can also get some health screenings that will include, checking your blood pressure and your balance, your blood sugar. They're going to do some depression screenings, some oral cancer screenings, skin cancer screenings. You can get a flu shot for $25, which I need to get mine. And all COVID-19 vaccines are free. So if you need to get any boosters, you can get that done that morning as well. And then they'll have lots of activities and demonstrations, giveaways, and door prizes. They have lots of booths set up in the Civic Center. So not only can you go in and do all of your health screenings, but you get some great information at all of the booths. So make sure that you get that on your calendar. Get there early so you can get in and get out if you're someone who needs to get to work. So that's this Friday.
Yeah, good deal.
And then you can, Meadowlark Lounge will be this Saturday, October the 1st at 7 o'clock at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. The museum is at 123 North 8th Street. And this musical event features area singers and songwriters, much like the Bluebird Cafe in Tennessee.
Yep.
And so you'll enjoy the music of Stacy Lapardus, Jerry Botts, Nathan Connor, Terry Peck, and Doug Toon, who very often performs at Dickie's on Wednesdays. I get to enjoy his music when he's in town. Tickets are on sale now. So call 331-3515, or you can stop by the museum. And the museum is open Tuesday through Saturdays from 10 to 4.
And we had Terry Peck on last week.
Oh, okay.
So that was fun to have them and play the song and everything. So
good deal.
It's going to be a good event.
Yes, it is. It's always a great event, and it's a fundraiser for the museum. So put that on your calendar. Also, the VFW Hamburger Night is the first Wednesday of the month. So that's going to be next week. And the grill will be hot from 5 to 7, and they have a pie auction at 6. If you want to donate a cake or a pie, you can drop them off at the VFW at 113 East Myrtle after 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, October the 5th. And I was talking to Doug Harlan, who's connected to the VFW, just yesterday, and they were talking about the funds that they raise from some of these auctions go to replenish all of the beautiful flags that fly in our community. So think about eating at the VFW on the first Wednesday of the month and supporting our veterans.
Sure, and that's open to the public, right?
Yes,
you don't have to be
is.
A member.
You do not. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, you do not have to be a member during that hamburger night.
Nice.
And then we have business after hours for chamber members next week. So that's Thursday, October the 6th. And we're having business after hours at Hometown Healthcare and Hospice at 921 West Myrtle at 5 o'clock. So if you're a chamber member, which means that you work for any business that might be a chamber member, you are welcome to come. It's always a good time. They have good food and drinks and chances to win some prizes and just an opportunity to mix and mingle, meet new people and network. So consider attending business after hours next Thursday at 5 o'clock. And then also next Thursday is Main Street Sip and Shop in downtown Independence. From 5 to 7, basically all of the stores that are participating in the Sip and Shop will be open and after hours. And they'll have all of their fall fashions out. And they usually have some snacks and some drinks and everything. So it's a fun way to, you know, get off work and just take a break and enjoy the evening. And maybe if we can get the weather to cool up just a little bit, we'll be enticed
I'll
by a sweater.
I'll see what I can do on that.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. We'll work on that.
You get on that.
I
yes.
will.
More than the cooler weather, I want some rain. Can
yeah.
you fix
well,
that?
Well, I can't do that.
Okay. First Friday is coming up. So that's next week since October the 1st falls on a Saturday. Bright and early in the morning at 7:30 at the Civic Center, 410 North Penn Avenue. And we're going to have four great speakers that are going to be in front of the crowd. Riley Lukomsky is the new executive director of the Montgomery County Action Council. And Craig Boddington and Cody Westerhold will be speaking about the Independence Gun Club and Heritage Sporting Center. And then Generalissimo 2022 will be Denise Hines. She's going to be talking about all that's the latest and greatest for Niwala. And then we will also have a special musical guest. The performer that will be Peter Pan in the Niwala musical will be doing a little musical teaser for us. So it's going to be a good morning. First Friday is sponsored by Wilson Medical Center. It's open to the public, completely free. Everyone is welcome. Just need to be there at 7:30 next Friday morning.
Good deal.
And it's live stream too, so
okay.
I know you're busy and can't come, but you can also watch it later on. So
sure.
For everyone listening who thinks, oh my goodness, I've got to go to work.
On Friday, you're
yes,
not.
Yeah. Just hang tight, and as soon as it's over, it'll be out there, and you can pull it up later on and watch it at your leisure.
Excellent. Good to know.
And Independence High School is going to have some football, home football next week. So they're going to take on Pittsburgh High School Friday, October the 7th. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock at Schulte Stadium. So it's always fun to get out and support our youth.
And it's homecoming.
That's
Independence
right.
It's homecoming right now.
That's right. That'll be a fun night. So we're excited about that. Also, I will go ahead and point out the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center is going to host their annual fundraising banquet next Friday, October the 7th at 6 o'clock here in Coffeyville at the First Southern Baptist Church. And the theme for this evening will be the light that shines in darkness. And all the proceeds from this event will support both Independence and Coffeyville centers. So while it's in Coffeyville, and I usually only talk about things that are happening in Independence and let Candy talk about things that are happening in Coffeyville, I will jump ahead and promote that a little bit because both communities have a Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. The one in Independence is located at 213 East Main Street, or you can give them a call at 331-0700. And again, their fundraising event is next Friday at 6 o'clock at the First Southern Baptist Church in Coffeyville.
All righty.
And this will be your first Niwala, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Niwala headquarters opens Saturday, October the 8th from 8 to noon. You can get all of your super cool Niwala merchandise at 107 North Penn Avenue, and you'll pick your tickets up at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue. And that's only for that day. The tickets will be sold online this year, also starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday, October the 8th. And you can purchase those by visiting Niwala.com. So just want to clarify that they've separated for the first day because such a big event. Everybody's there getting their tickets and they're in there getting their merchandise that they separate it and they make all of the tickets, or they put all of the ticket sales at the Civic Center for that day only. And then after that, they'll move everything down to the same location at 107 North Penn.
And can you explain just a little bit for new people like myself what the actual event is and, you know, just a little preview perhaps? So we have something to look forward to?
Yes, absolutely. And I have some more information about some things that are coming up. So I'll go ahead and talk about a little bit about Niwala. So yeah. Niwala will start on Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the kickoff of the musical. And this year, the musical is Peter Pan. It will be phenomenal. Three stage performances. And then, and I'm kind of going off memory
sure.
because I don't have a program in front of me. And then we also have on Saturday the chili cook-off and the medallion hunt will start. So that's super fun. This year they're having a Niwala yard decorating contest. And so the theme this year is Small Town Big Adventure. And so you can decorate your yard and be in the competition. First place gets $50 in Main Street gift certificates. And there's also a People's Choice and a Generalissimo's Choice. And so to participate, you need to get an entry fee. And they're going to be accepted October the 1st through the 12th. And you can get that probably online and then at Niwala headquarters as well. And so basically all the details of the contest are online, and you can have lights and animations and decorations, and you need to have them in place and activated from 6 to 9 on the evening of the 19th. That must be when they're going to do the competition. And then People's Choice voting will be on October the 21st through the 23rd at Niwala headquarters. So it's just a fun way to participate in Niwala by, you know, just decorating your yard, and it makes it fun. You know, I find myself driving around a lot in the community, going here, there, and everywhere. And I can always tell when I'm thinking, oh, I bet they're in the competition because they really have some cool decorations.
Yeah, you don't need to just decorate your yard and house for Christmas time. There's more stuff there.
That's right.
Available.
That's right.
Good
so,
deal.
But you want to get on that because you have until the 12th, I believe, to get your application in and get your decorations out in the front yard so that everybody can see them. And so also there's going to be a scarecrow contest, and you can learn more about that on the website. It's the third annual scarecrow contest, and you get Main Street gift certificates if you're the winner of that. First place is $50, second place is $25. They have a People's Choice as well. And I think you do all of the, you create the scarecrows, and then they will also be put up in the downtown area. So that's fun as well. So you can check that out on their website for more details about the scarecrow contest. So let's see, I talked about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, not Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then Monday is Talent Night, the Queen's competition. They have 32 high school seniors competing for Queen Neela. And this will be the 81st year for Queen Neela. And that's Monday night at, I believe, 7 o'clock. And then Tuesday night is the coronation for Queen Neela at the same time. And then Wednesday, all of the food stands open up. So there's probably like 30-plus food trucks downtown. Super good food for the remainder of the week. So that's Wednesday night. And then Thursday night is the Doodah Parade, which is the adult parade. And Friday is the kiddie parade, Saturday is the grand parade, and then we have a big, huge band competition on Saturday as well.
Wow.
Lots of stuff.
That's impressive.
I know. Lots of fun things happening. But you want to be healthy. You don't want to miss out on anything,
no.
So you got to get your flu shot.
I do.
This weekend, you can get your flu, not this weekend, on the 8th. You get your free flu shot on Saturday, October the 8th at Riverside Park Oval. So starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, the First Presbyterian Church is offering 200 free flu shots to anyone 18 years and older. And because the shots are free, everyone is asked to bring a non-perishable food item or a canned food item to give to the local food pantry. And basically, you stay in your car, you You roll down the window, you roll up your sleeve, you stick your arm out, they give you the vaccine, and off you go. So,
yeah, because this is America, and we don't like to get out of our cars for anything. So it's great.
Just making it convenient.
Make it easy.
That's
I like
right.
it. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if Niwala wasn't enough, we have Zooloween. And Zooloween is always the first Saturday. No, it's not. The second Saturday in October. So it's Saturday, October the 8th every year. It's second Saturday from 5 to 7 in the Ralph Mitchell Zoo. It's over by the Monkey Island area, and it's a fundraiser for the zoo. And so we just encourage everyone to bring their kids out and trick-or-treat their way through Ralph Mitchell Zoo. Admission is $2. Kids 2 and under are free. It's super fun. There's always tons of kids out there. But I know that they are needing some people to support that with little booths and things. So basically, you just decorate a table. You put on some costuming, maybe plan for, you know, maybe, I don't know, 800,000 pieces of candy. I don't know. And lots of kiddos will be coming through for Zooloween. I guess they're just getting a trial run for Trunk or Treat, because that's going to be on Monday, the on Halloween night, the 31st. And we, too, the Chamber of Commerce, are looking for trunks. So if you would like to participate in that on Halloween evening from 6 to 7:30, we need you because I hesitate to promote it from a young family's perspective, because they will come. It's always a great time. It's so nice that all the families can get together and they see other families. The kids get to see their friends in costume. They get to just make their way around downtown. And, you know, it's a school night, so it makes Halloween trick-or-treating much easier when you can make the rounds and not drive all over the countryside. You know, some people don't feel that safe to do anymore, but this is a safe opportunity to trick or treat. So again, on Halloween evening, we're needing some trunks. So please give us a call at 331-1890 all of the waivers and sign up forms are on our website at indkschamber.org and help us out. You know, one other thing that I forgot to mention for Niwala, and this doesn't happen every year, but I will give a little shout out, and then we'll be talking more about it later on. But the Marine Forces Reserve Band will be performing this Niwala on Friday, October the 28th at 6 o'clock. And so just mark your calendar for it right now. They said stay tuned for ticketing information. But that's super cool when that happens and we're able to have the Marine Reserve Forces come into our community. So, and then before we talk about a super fun event that's getting ready to happen, not this weekend and next, I want to remind everyone of November the 5th, which is the 6th annual Veterans Day of Honor. It's a day full of activities and events honoring our veterans. And so we do need people to walk in the parade, carry banners, decorate cars, create a float, make it a trailer, whatever, and participate in the parade and show our veterans how much that we appreciate their sacrifice to our country. And so that parade will be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're interested in being a part of that, be sure and give us a call at 331-1890 and we will get you on the list. So you've never been to the airstrip attack before, but now is your chance. So I invited Jason Wong to join us on the radio this morning. So the airstrip attack will be Saturday and Sunday, October the 8th and 9th. And I'm not going to steal his thunder. I'm going to let Jason tell us everything that we need to know about the upcoming airstrip attack. Jason, are you with us?
I am. Hi, good morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had to get up with the headphones on so you can hear him. Yes, he is here.
All right. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. So, you know, we've been talking about the airstrip attack for probably the last 4 weeks, and I've just been giving them the save the date and talking about all of the exotic and expensive one-of-a-kind performance cars and drivers that are going to be coming from all over the countryside. You know, driving down that or racing down the airport's runway and kind of side by side drag racing. But you're the expert, so I thought I might let you tell us maybe how many drivers, the types of cars we're going to see, why we should come out and check this out.
Yeah, it's a really family-friendly event, especially for anybody who's in the cars, you've got kids who are in the cars. It gives you the opportunity to see some of these fastest streetcars in the country right here in Independence, Kansas, at the airport. These cars make up to, 3,000 horsepower, and you're looking at Lamborghinis, Porsches, Ferraris, McLarens, Corvettes, Mustangs, Camaros, like a really wide variety of cars, and these guys are drag racing for a half mile down the runway, side by side, and you get to walk right up to these cars, you get to meet the owners, you get to see the cars in person. The cars aren't like parked off in some, garage or some lot where you don't get to see them up close. You get to see them right up close, and you get to see them race. We've got food trucks also coming out, and it's a really fun entire weekend, actually. So I don't know if you guys have talked about our Saturday night car show as well.
Yes, so one of the things I've always enjoyed about coming to the airstrip is how welcoming and willing all of the drivers are to talk to us as spectators. I mean, they love their vehicles, they're proud of their cars, and you don't have in our part of the country that many opportunities to stand right up next to a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, like you mentioned, and they're all shined up, and the drivers are excited to be there and see how fast they can make them go. And so I think that's really cool because, like you said, they're not far away. They're not off in a distance. They're not untouchable. You can get right up there and visit with the drivers and see those cars, take pictures. So,
yeah, definitely. You get to even get, put your head inside and take a look at the interior of these cars. They're usually very happy to sort of, show you the mods that they've done to the cars. They get to go pop their hood and, talk about that. So, unlike just a regular car show, or going to a car dealership, and where you might see some of these cars stock, these are the same cars but modded, very, very modded cars. So it's the same Lamborghini you're going to see, at the dealer lot or some car show, but these cars are heavily modded. They're extremely fast. And the drivers are all very friendly. So it gives the parent, the kids, the entire family the opportunity to not only see these cars up close, but talk to the drivers. And then these guys, they race all over the country, so they have their own fan base as well. So it's pretty cool.
So last year I saw, the last 2 years too, but you have this digital screen that tells all of us as we're watching how fast all these cars go. And many times I saw it go over, 200 miles an hour, but there were also motorcycles out there. Do we have motorcycles signed up this year?
Yeah, we do. So it's going to be cars racing cars, motorcycles racing motorcycles, and you also actually get the opportunity to see cars race motorcycles, which is pretty fun. We've got about 150 vehicles signed up for the event so far, and it is sort of open to the public in regards to the racing. Like, not everybody has to have 3,000 horsepower to race. We have, guys who, wrench on their own Mustang in their garage, and they come out too. But if you want to follow the race, as you said, where you can see some of the speeds at that airstripattack.co, the website, that's where you can register, that's where you can buy spectator tickets, and you can also catch the live scoring as it's going on throughout the weekend. Every event we have people exceed 200 miles per hour, which is incredibly fast in a half mile. On an unprepped surface, and the world record is 260 miles per hour, and we would love to see that record get broken. It could happen at any event that we do. It could be this event or our next event in Texas, but all the way up to 260 miles per hour, you'll see these cars go. And typically speaking, you'll see a number of these cars are going to exceed 200 miles per hour. You'll probably see like 220, 230 sometime this weekend at a minimum. So.
Wow.
That's incredible. I might just mention a few names that I've seen, local names. So Paul Lemon, who has a Plum Crazy plumbing business in town, he's a avid motorcycle racer, and he was one of the, I think, the fastest motorcyclists out there on the runway. Yep. And then Lori and Greg Kelly, who both brought their cars out. I think they brought Corvettes out and raced them. And I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to commit him if he's not ready. But there's an individual in Independence that recently purchased a brand new Corvette. And I've heard rumor that he's going to sign up, see how fast his will go. So that will be that will be fun to have some local people out there to race their cars. Hey, why do you pick Independence, or why do you pick this area? Why, or I guess really, why Independence, Jason?
Well, we look for venues all over the country, and we've had events in 10 states now. But Independence really stood out to us, really because of the city itself. You guys really welcomed us with open arms, and the airport venue itself is really nice. And really sets up well for this type of event. So after, you know, having met the airport manager and meeting you guys and the people from the city were just so nice, we thought we'd give it a try. And it, I don't know if you remember, it was not the easiest, you know, first year, because I think our very first year got canceled because of, you guys had, like, tornadoes or something.
That's right.
They happen.
Yeah. It does, right? Like, who knows? Like, it was, like, our first time in Kansas, and it's, like, really tornadoes? Like, but it ended up working out great. We ended up coming back the next year. Now, now we're back again this year, and I'm looking forward to coming back next year. So,
well, we're excited to have you. So you did mention at the beginning of our conversation about the driver's dinner. So Turbo Sports Bar and Grill will be sponsoring this year's driver's dinner. So that is on Saturday evening. And what the listening public needs to know is that all of those drivers are invited to downtown Independence to gather and eat in all of our restaurants. And the host restaurant is Turbo's, but they will be pulling their cars into the downtown area at the corner of Penn and Main down to Penn and Maple. We've blocked that off. And so another opportunity that if you aren't able to get out to the airstrip to see the races, you can swing by downtown Saturday evening, and many of those cars will be on display as well.
Yeah, they will be. And this will give the public a chance to see the cars again outside of the venue, but I'm sure many of the drivers will attend the dinner. They'll have their cars parked on that street, which the city was nice enough to block off for us. So we'll be displaying the cars there and, you know, having a couple of beers and eating dinner at Turbo's. And I just want to also mention, we've got a lot of, like, the great local food trucks are going to be at the venue. So you're going to, you know, have, like, the hibachi, and we're going to have, like, some barbecue and burgers and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, come out and grab some food and watch some fast cars with us.
That's right. So Psycho Food Truck and To Be Smokin', at least two local trucks I'm aware of are going to be out there. So, hey, yep. Jason, tell us how we can get tickets.
So you can come to the event and pay at the gate, but you can get a little bit of a discount if you just order your tickets online at airstripattack.co, airstripattack.co.
All right, great. Hey, James, you got any questions for Jason?
No, I mean, this sounds great. I'm always amazed at, you know, cars that can go this fast, driving things that can go 0 to 60 in about 32 seconds. So, you know, this sounds just like an awesome event.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, really, the amount of money and effort it takes to get any of these cars to go 160 miles per hour and a half mile is pretty incredible. But, like, once you start reaching these speeds of, like, 200 miles per hour, you know, I mean, you're talking about very significant modifications and amount of money to make these cars go that fast. So it's a rare opportunity. So hopefully, you know, those of you all in Independence will come out and see these cars in person.
And it's legal, too, Jason, right?
it's legal on the runway.
Yeah.
Anybody who's got a fast car who wants to just sign up and get a chance to run some other fast cars legally and off the streets, I highly recommend this, because, you know, you can go out there and get it all out of your system, and then you can just go home and not worry about safety and things like that.
That's right.
I think I know some people who might take you up on that, so that's great.
Well, thank you. Awesome. I know it's early where you are, but I appreciate you jumping online, and maybe we'll have you back next week, which I come later next week, so you don't have to get up quite so early, Jason, and maybe we can talk about some ticket giveaways.
Yeah, that'd be great. No problem. I appreciate it.
All right.
And thanks so much.
Thank you all.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye,
very
Jason.
Good. Okay, that's great. So really good event there. Any other thing to wrap up? I know that was a ton of events to go through. But you know that especially that airstrip attack sounds like it's going to be a real good one.
I know it is. So I would just let everybody know in closing. You can always give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. Check out our Facebook page at Get Independence. We post often, and we'll be posting quite a bit of information about the upcoming events, such as the airstrip attack. And for flyers that have all the detailed information about some of the things that I mentioned can be found on our website at indkschamber.org.
All right. Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Always a pleasure to have you on. Here on the Mighty 690.
Thank you.
And we'll return with more. We'll get started with Open Line right after this.